Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, O God. Be magnified. Be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. I want to believe we've been having a great time in God's presence tonight. And we have just started. There's still more. Amen. Yes, we want to appreciate Minister Ellis Scott for being a blessing to us. Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah, we already have Steve Hills to bless us for the last lap today. Amen. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Okay, so tonight we'll just do a quick one, then we get back to worship. Amen. Are you ready? So I started by laying a foundation, Christ our life, on Friday night. I laid the foundation. I tried to emphasize that the resurrection of Jesus Christ was not a quiet event. It was something that the whole world heard about. People were even paid to suppress the truth about his resurrection. And if Jesus remained in the grave and was not raised back to life, we would still be in our sins. The Bible says he was raised for our justification. In other words, his death already paid the price. But to be justified, he had to be, you know, raised from the dead. And he was raised for our justification. That means the resurrection of Jesus Christ is what made God look at you and I and say, you are discharged and acquitted. Your sins have been paid for, fine. But in the court of law, the judge has to make the declaration that you are hereby discharged and acquitted. And that's justification. So it was the resurrection of Jesus Christ that brought that. God looking at us, and now he can confidently see us as his righteousness in Christ Jesus. And whenever you say you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, sometimes I know a lot of people don't understand it. They think we are, what the Bible is saying, that we are righteous. That's more than that. Bible is not just saying we are righteous. It's saying that we are the righteousness of God. It's different from saying you are righteous. Truly, we are righteous in Christ Jesus. But beyond that, it's saying that every time God looks at us, he sees his righteousness that was purchased as a result of the blood of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. He now sees his own righteousness. So before, our righteousness was a filthy rag. So God doesn't see our righteousness. Now he sees his righteousness. Just like saying we are now clothed with God. So whenever God looks at us, God sees himself. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? So he's not just seeing somebody that is righteous. He's seeing himself in us. And that's why the Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So every time God looks at you, it is his righteousness he sees. And that's why you must rise and start seeing yourself the way God sees you. Glory to God. I moved during the course of the teaching, and I tried to emphasize the need for us to see Philemon chapter 1 verse 6. That many believers do not understand this. And some of the believers that have this understanding, they do not even understand how to activate the reality. They don't know how to live in the reality of what Jesus has done. So they suffer for the same things that Jesus paid for. They struggle in pain for the same thing that Jesus settled already. So the Bible says that the communication of our faith, can you do KJV for me now? The communication of our faith becomes effectual by acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. The good thing is where? In you in Christ. Meaning that it is in everybody who is in Christ. Because our life is hid with Christ in God. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? It's like saying I have kept the keys in the house. Then they say, I kept the key in the compound. They say, no, just tell me where it is. It is in my inner room. So the key is not just in the sitting room. The key is not just somewhere around the compound. The key is not just somewhere outside the compound. It is inside. So if I'm going to access that key, I'll have to get into the compound. I'll get into the living room. Then I'll get into the inner room before I can access it. And that's how hidden your life is. And that's why the theme of our meeting is Christ, our life. So that it shows that it is not even your life actually. Because that life that is that hidden is not the life of a man. It is the life of God handed over to what? To man. And that's why we say we have Zoe. Are we here together? So you need to acknowledge the communication of your faith, the sharing of your faith. When I'm sharing my faith with people, when people want to get to know about God and the things, how does it become real? I have to acknowledge the good things that I have in Christ Jesus. I have to acknowledge the beautiful life that I have found in Christ Jesus by acknowledging it and saying, not like I'm looking for that life. I know that I have the life. I know that I have the life of God. I am conscious of the fact that God is at work in me. I am conscious of the fact that I am a new creation. I am conscious of the fact that greater is he that is in me than he that... It's not just what I heard or I read in the Bible. I have come to the realization by acknowledging. The word acknowledge there is not just to know something. It's to have an experiential knowledge. It's epignosis, experiential knowledge. So I know by experience the things that I have. I don't know it by head knowledge. It's not just that somebody told me that you are righteous. Somebody said to you that you have eternal life. No, I know that I have eternal life. He said, this is eternal life, that they might know him. Are we here together, church? Laying that foundation will help us that the communication of faith might become effectual by acknowledging every good thing which is in you. It's in you already. Somebody say it's in me. Oh, I can't hear you. Can you say it is in me? Can you say it loud? It is in me. Joy is in me. Peace is in me. Love is in me. Righteousness in me. Grace in me. Favor in me. Authority in me. The Holy Spirit in me. Christ in me. Eternal life in me. Somebody say it's in me. It's in me. It's in me. I know there's more that's found in me. You need to know there's more. And it's in me. Yes, Lord. And it's in me. I know there's more that's found in me. There's a greater life inside of you. The Bible says that we have this earthen vessel. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel. That the excellency of power might be of God. Everything that is inside of me, God put it inside of me. God has decided to invest in me. I am God's investment. Hey, you didn't get that. Oh, you didn't get that. You didn't get that. I am God's investment. And you know, God cannot make an investment and it will fail. Oh, no, 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 no. It cannot fail. It cannot fail. I can't fail. Too loaded to fail. Too loaded to fail. Why? Because I am God's investment. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So we acknowledge the fact that what we have inside of us, it is not of us, it is of God. God invested it where? In us. So when you walk around the town, you walk around town, you're going around your business, your career, your work, your family, you have that consciousness. I'm a carrier of God. I carry the fullness of God. The Bible says, for in him dwelleth bodily in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead. And he said, you are what? You are complete in him. Are we here together, church? Making sense to you tonight? Yes. So this reality is the ability to activate these things is what I just want to share in a few minutes now. Then we'll wrap up. Knowing who you are in Christ Jesus is number one. How do I activate this reality, this ability, everything that Jesus has done for me on the cross of Calvary? Number one, you need to know who you are in Christ Jesus. The knowledge of who you are is very important. Many people don't know who they are. The only thing they know about themselves is my name. When he said, please, Who are you? Who exactly are you? Of everything they will write, you'll be shocked to know that they will not write anything about their spirit man. They can write about their names. They can write things about their names, their complexion, their height, their degree, their certification. But many people will fail to write and the fact that they know that they are spirit beings and I have eternal life. And I think that's one of the most important things that you must always state to people when you meet them. That I am a spirit being and I have eternal life. The life of God is at work in me. Glory to God. If you come to the place where you get to know who you are, there are certain things that you will not tolerate. When you get to know who you are, there are certain things that you will not accept. There are certain things you will never settle for. You will make up your mind. Why am I emphasizing this? Your Christian life will make no meaning, no sense if you do not understand these things. It doesn't matter how many prophets, it doesn't matter how many evangelists, it doesn't matter how many apostles speak over your life. If you don't know who you are, you will not be able to activate the realities. It will be a waste of time. And that's why we have to share with people, we have to share with us in church who we really are in Christ Jesus. Yes. You are no longer who you used to be. So every time you want to describe yourself, you attempt to describe yourself the way you used to be. The way you used to be. Sometimes you're about to pray and you are even saying the same thing. Lord, you know that I am a sinner. God says, I don't know about that. I see the righteousness of God in Christ. I see my righteousness. You say, God, you know I'm very wretched, I'm broke, I'm poor. That's not humility, that's foolishness. God wants to speak the way he sees you. God, you know that I am in you right now, and you are my sufficiency. You are my hope, you are my light, you are my strength, you are my shield. The way you pray sometimes is a communication of who you are. So when I listen to you pray, I can tell the level of your spiritual self-esteem. There are a lot of people who have very low spiritual self-esteem. It's very low. They esteem spiritually very low. Every time they communicate, God is like, who's talking there? And God is like, how can somebody in the light be in the light and sounding like you're in the darkness? You can't sound that way. You are not encouraging God. You are not being humble. You're just being ignorant. Because if you keep confessing that, that's what you will act. That's the kind of life you will live. Why? Because the Bible says that we believe, therefore we speak. Now, the reason you're not speaking is because you don't believe. If you believe that you are the light, if you believe that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, if you believe that you are a saint, if you believe that you are healed, if you believe that you are strong, if you believe that you are purposeful, you will say it. You will not be saying that, you know, I just know that my life is very confused. This stage of my life is very confused. No stage of my life is confused. Because God is working all things according to the good counsel of his will. I might be looking like something you don't understand right now, but God is working all things. You know, this particular stage of my life, you know, I'm just being authentic. That's not authenticity. Forget it. Not in this faith. Not in it. That's not authenticity. Authenticity is that you are saying who you really are. Because if you say it otherwise, you are fake. You don't understand what I'm saying. When you become born again, everything changed, is that not? So that's what we are supposed to be talking about. If you are saying something you used to be, that means you are not being authentic. So if somebody is saying that, yeah, you see, you have to be very authentic. What authenticity are you talking about? From the flesh, from the soul, or from the spirit? Because the real man is a spirit. And that's my authentic life. That's my real life. My life is hid with Christ in God. If I'm describing my life, I will not describe my flesh. No. Everybody can see my flesh already. I don't even have to describe my mind, because when I talk, they will know whether you are whatever it is that you are. But when I describe how it is that I see myself in the spirit, and I allow the spirit to brainwash my mind. Oh, you didn't get that. Child of God, listen, you need to come to that place where you allow the spirit of God brainwash your mind. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Be brainwashed, be transformed by the brainwashing of your mind. By the brainwashing of your mind. So what you used to be before, what you used to see yourself do before, you say, I don't do them anymore. I don't talk like that anymore. I don't act like that anymore. Because whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Don't forget our faith. So I'm confessing it by faith, because the just shall live by faith. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Let it sink. So every time the devil reminds you of something that you used to be, you just remind him that you are no longer there. When the angel came, the angel said to the woman, "Why do you seek for the living among the dead?" That's how it should be in your own case. When the devil is looking for you amongst those he used to have as captives, he will come around and, you know, your spirit man is communicating to that devil that is trying to speak through your mind. Say, "Why do you seek for the living among the dead?" They are looking for you where people are dejected and abandoned and depressed. And you know there is a consciousness of the spirit that you cannot find the living among the dead. There's that consciousness. There's that consciousness. We're not saying these things because we feel like saying them. We are saying these things because this is our reality. And if it has not become your reality and you are truly a Christian, then you don't know your life. You need to discover yourself. Number two, know what you are capable of now. Know what you are capable of. What are you capable of? I am capable of giving eternal life. I am capable of dispensing eternal life. Jesus said, "Whoever sin you remits, they are remitted." In other words, you are not just an ordinary person. You know, when you have a trailer that has PMS in it, fuel in it, if it has fuel in it, the way it drives differently. But if it is empty, it will just drive. Doesn't matter the potholes, just moving to the station to load. As soon as it has loaded, you know, that's why I say you are a vessel. That's why they call them vessels. Where a vessel does not just move like that anyhow. The consciousness of what you carry. If you are carrying something that is highly inflammable, you can't jump everywhere. That's why the believer does not jump everywhere. The Bible says the wind blew where it listed and no man knows the direction. So is a man of the spirit. The man of the spirit doesn't act like every other person. You act with spiritual discernment, spiritual intelligence. Others can say it, but not me. Others can act like that, but not me. Why? Because I am born of God, the incorruptible seed of the word of God that lives and abides forever. I carry eternal life, and I am a dispenser of this same life. And I shared with you the other day, I just go outside on the street and I want to give what I have to somebody. I can automatically bring a person from darkness into light. I can move a person from every nonsense their life has been into the glorious life. Now, Jesus doesn't have to come here to do it. That's why he's inside of me. So when I go and I tell them to confess Jesus and they believe, as soon as they believe, I administer eternal life to them. So you cannot give what you don't have. If I can help somebody to get born again, saved, and have eternal life, where did I get it from? A trailer that is not loaded with fuel cannot give something to somebody else. You go to a fuel station where they'll say, "We don't have." If they have, they can dispense, true or false. So when I get somebody saved, it means that I have something that I can offer. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about tonight. So you need to know what you're capable of. You're capable of casting out devils. The Bible says in the book of Mark chapter 16, very clear. He said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall do what? They will cast out devils." So you need to rise. If you don't rise, the person who is supposed to be casting out devils, they will be casting out devils from you. And that's why there are many believers, I can always tell you, they don't have expiration of their deliverance. Their deliverance cannot expire. Because every single day, they always find themselves in one thing or the other that keeps the devil, you know, on edge in their lives. So you must wake up and say to yourself, "I'm not there. I know what I'm capable of." So what are you capable of? I'm capable of living the glorious life. I'm capable of living the righteous life. Say, "Who told you?" I said, "The devil can't even tell you to your face. I know you. I'll drag you back. You can't go far." You say, "Satan, shut up." Always remember to talk to the devil. Don't keep your mouth shut. Life and death is in the power of where? The tongue. Learn to tell the devil. If the devil doesn't hear your voice, he will molest you. Serious molestation. Threaten you. But when he hears your voice, he knows that this one is alive. Why? Because living people talk. Only dead people don't talk. And now that you're alive in Christ Jesus, you should be talking. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? And we've said it before. We learn to drag the devil to light. And the way we drag the devil into light is that the light that we have is in our mouth. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So if I want to drag the devil to light, I turn on the words of my mouth. Are we here together? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? So get to know what you are capable of. I am capable of making disciples. You know what that means? I have what it takes by the Spirit to train another person to become like Christ. So Paul said, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." I can't do it. Oh, I'm not sure. I'm very sure. You know, it's like this. No. You are just being intimidated by Satan. Don't Don't allow that devil. I am capable of being, discipling other people and planting them, getting them rooted in Christ. Because after you come to church and we sing "In Christ Alone, My Hope is Found," we sing powerful songs, we sing everything. He has not called us to practice it in our small space. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and they will glorify your Father. That is the new life that we have in Christ. Am I communicating? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? So you need to know what you're capable of. Number three, know the life at work in you now. You need to know the life that is at work in you now. Know the life that is at work in you now. What are the things that you have in Christ Jesus? You need to know eternal life is at work in you now. Somebody say eternal life. Eternal life. An eternal life. I am living eternal life. God has saved my soul. I am living eternal life. God has saved my soul. Three times. Eternal. Eternal. Say, I am living. I'm living eternal life. God has saved my soul. I am living eternal life. One more time. Let's do one now. Say, eternal. Yeah. Eternal. Say, I am living. God has saved my soul. I am living eternal life. God saved my soul. When you used to sing it, usually we say eternal life. I want to live. No. For me to live is Christ. If I am not living it now, I'm not living it. If you don't have it now, you don't have it at all. Eternal life is not the future possession of the believer. It is what we have now that will translate into the future. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So every time we sing without that consciousness, you are waiting one day that God will give you eternal life. But he said, this is eternal life, that he might know him. Do you know him? Yes. So what do you have? Eternal life. I have it now. I have it now. So they say, when you come to college, your people remember me. How will you forget me? How? When Christ is my life, can you forget your life? Did you drop your brain when you were coming here? Did you keep your spirit at home when you're coming here? You dropped your body. Eh? What's this one here? Remember me, O Lord. Remember me. When you come to collect your, and you'll be shedding tears. Remember me, O Lord. O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Now, you can say, God remember me for something different. And God remembered Hannah. That's for something. And God remembered, these are material things or things we need on earth. But when it comes to eternal life, we are inside of him. He can't forget his life. We are seated together with him in Christ Jesus. Do you understand that? And you need to live in that consciousness, live in that reality. And that begins to activate the behavior of your life. Because whoever has this hope in him sanctifies himself. That's why you act well. That's why you talk. That's why you do not lie. You do not do things. Why? Because this is the new life that you have found. And it will not accommodate that. It is the consciousness. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you getting what I'm sharing today? Are you sure it's making sense to you? Somebody say, I have eternal life. Yes. So finally tonight, for this to be effectual, effectual means that for it to be activated, for it to be real, number one is that you must learn to confess it. Confess it. I have Zoe. I have Zoe. The Spirit of God. That's a confession. I have Zoe. I have Zoe. The life of God is what I have. Let me hear you go very well. Say Zoe. Zoe. Do you know this one? I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Do you know that? You know that? It's a confession. All things are passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Let's do it again. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away. All things are passed away. I'm born again. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Hebrews 10:23. Put it there. Put it there. Confession. Let your neighbor confess it. Speak the truth of God about yourself, not Satan's lies. Don't speak what Satan is speaking. Don't say what Satan is saying. Say what God is saying. And if you want to know what God is saying, look into the perfect law of liberty. It's there. Hebrews, can you give that to me? Hebrews 10:23. It said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Another translation says, let's hold the confession of our faith. The faith that we profess. He says, hold it without wavering. That means I might be sick in my body, but because my spirit cannot be sick and I am a spirit, I will be declaring that I am not sick. It is my body that is manifesting this tendency. My spirit is not. So the spirit, from the spirit realm, the spirit begins to engineer the revitalization of my body. Because the spirit compels the body to act in accordance to its own will and not the will of the flesh. Are we here together? Now, you are saying it, that it has not yet changed. The Bible says, the hold fast the profession of your faith. Don't stop saying it. You still hold on and say it, because that's your reality. It is in that confession that the devil begins to lose his grip. It begins to dawn on the devil that you know who you are. That I'm no longer slave to sin, to fear, to doubt, to failure. I am. That knowledge, don't you know how refreshing it is? You wake up in the morning and you are declaring who you know you are. It's a refreshing, it's therapeutic. When you wake up in the morning and you have, maybe you just have 25 confessions or 30 confessions of who I am in Christ Jesus. Then you confess it. As you're confessing it, as you're confessing it, as you're confessing it, something is happening to your spirit, man. It's like an exercise. You're building up the profession of our faith. Bible says, hold fast without wavering, for faithful is he that has promised. Number two, as you confess these things, don't confess them mechanically. Learn to meditate on them. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You shall meditate upon it day and night, so that thou mayest make thy way prosperous and have what? Good success. If you want to have good success in Christ, you have to meditate. On Sunday, I emphasized knowledge in the second service. Knowledge. Now, these things that you have known, meditate on it. Meditate on it. Meditation means that you are brooding over it. You sit. You allow it to soak into your spirit. Not just that you just say that thing, I am a tree planted by the rest of water that brings God. No. I am a tree. That I am a tree. What kind of tree? The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Not the kind of tree that just grows and is gone. No, I am a tree that is planted. By what kind of river? By the rivers of living water. So meditation brings out the reality of what you're supposed to get from that scripture. But if you don't meditate, you will not see anything. Number one, I am a tree. I am planted. I'm not uprooted, I am planted. Then by the rivers of living water. Not only that, I bring forth my fruit. So even if the devil is saying you are not fruitful in your mind, say, I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I am a branch of the true vine. I can never be frustrated. I can never be depressed. I can never be a failure. I know my source. I know the life that flows through me. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here now? It is meditation that brings that. Just one verse. You stay on it. You look at it again. I am fruitful. His leaf also shall not wither. Hey, that means my life is evergreen. Hey, there's no greener pasture. Where I am is the greener pasture, because my leaf does not wither. It's an understanding you get when you stay on the word of God. There's what we call spiritual fermentation. Just like you have fermentation of alcohol, the word of God can ferment. When the word of God ferments, when people try to get alcoholic substance, if it is just fresh, it will just. But when it ferments, it has the ability to intoxicate. when the word of God ferments in your spirit, you allow it to ferment in your spirit. The same word that somebody confessed and they sat down, you confess it and you are jumping. You confess it and you are screaming. You confess it and sickness is gone. You confess it and fear is gone. Why? The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the dividing asunder, the bones and the marrow. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word, O Lord, have I hidden in my heart, that I will not sin against you. That word of God sustains my very being. Somebody say the word. You stay. I am more than a conqueror. Kabinakayasha. They just called you and they gave you a bad news. I said, we are sorry to tell you right now that it's not going to work. There's no sorry on my path. I see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Only good news all the way. In the name of Jesus. As you are saying it, one door shuts, then five other doors open. Then the person that was relying on one source, you now have multiple options. Then God is saying, son, I have set before you an open door that no man can shut. Then scriptures begin to play in your heart. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Hey, I can never be small. 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 These things, that was what Ellie was sharing with me. In the green room, and it's God. Say, Pastor Mavis, you have been very consistent. I say, yes, it's a revelation. I was with Covenant Christian Center youth leaders. I was doing a teaching and a training for them 3 days ago. And Pastor Omi said, Pastor Mavis, you are very consistent. I say, yes, I know it. You don't need to tell me. My life is wired by the word of God. I'm fired within. There is something inside of me. I don't allow any devil intimidate me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. The path of the just is a burning light. It shines brighter and brighter. I shall multiply them. They shall not be small. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When it's stuck and it stays there, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Do a host rise against me, I will put them down. By my God, I will leap over the wall. By my God, I will cross the territories. By my God, I'm crossing over the mountains. By my God, I'm becoming a global figure. By my God, I say I will never be local. Somebody shout, by my God. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. Rise up tonight. Rise up tonight. Rise up tonight. Let this word stay. Let it stay. Let it soak. Sometimes the devil is trying to tell you, look at your family. Nobody has ever gone beyond this limit. And you tell him, Satan, I uprooted myself from the bloodline. And I am now in a new bloodline. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that has made me white as snow. The snow of the fountain I know. Say nothing, nothing. What has made me whole again? Say nothing. Normally, that's what you would have done, but I can't do that anymore because I'm a different man right now. You take baby step of forgiving people because you know that I have the ability to forgive inside of me now because of who I am. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You start practicing to live the life in righteousness. The devil says you cannot break out of our addiction. You take baby step of ensuring that you're not going to that site this night. 1 week is gone, you're not there. 2 weeks is gone, you're not there. Somehow, it looks like there's a relapse and the devil is saying you are back. You tell him, devil, no, I'm not going back. I have found a better path. I have found life. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. Then from taking baby steps, you are now stronger. Then you become that person that the devil will suggest that same thing that was a lifestyle to you before. Then when he suggests this, you will smile and say, "Shuri okay," and you move on. And the devil is like, "Ah, are you talking to me like that?" He said, "Devil, I'm just reminding you that you are very confused. just look at the person you are suggesting that rubbish to, because you have started coming up. So when you're taking your baby steps, don't be discouraged. Build your muscles. Exercise yourself unto godliness. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Exercise yourself unto godliness. You're trying to do it, and it's like something is pulling, but you say, I can. Now to him that is able to keep me from falling. These are the real things that will help you. Am I communicating, church? Lift up your hands and give God thanks tonight. Give him thanks. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this glorious life. Thank you for this beautiful life. Thank you for this wonderful experience that I have in Christ Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you because my sins have been taken away. Thank you because I am seated together with you in heavenly places. Thank you because I have the righteous life and I am living the righteous life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody here tonight, you want to rededicate your heart to Jesus? I want you to start talking to him. But those who want to just accept Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior, I'm going to pray with you. Those who are rededicating, you just discovered that the fire is going out on the altar. But you need to stay with the word. You need to stay with God. You need to stay in the place of prayer. That's why you need to build capacity. You just have to, sometimes you just start with playing worship. Just play it and stay there and just say, thank you, Lord, help me. Lord, I receive help from you. I am helped by you. Even if you don't know anything, just stay there. Before you know it, life begins to come. Depression is trying to creep in. You say, you can't creep in here. There's no space for depression. The last time I checked, this garage doesn't have a space for depression. This garage has space for righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Anything that doesn't look like that, you are not permitted to stay here. Are you getting what I'm saying, church? Yes. This is what you must do. You want to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior tonight? Can you raise your hand quietly? Let me pray with you. I want you to get so soaked in the worship tonight. But before then, I want you to just make a commitment to Jesus. If you have not done that, if you are online, you want to indicate so that we can know that you are there. And if you are right here on site, can you quietly raise your hand? I'm going to pray with you now. Please do that with boldness and confidence. That's how to take your baby steps. That's how to take a baby step. The baby step into righteousness. Just take that step and say, Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I know you have come to die for me. Jesus, I know you paid the price on the cross of Calvary already. God bless you. Just raise your hand confidently where you are. Confidently, be very confident. And say these words after me. Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my Savior. Have mercy on me, Jesus. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by your blood and eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I am born again. I am saved and I am sanctified. In Jesus' glorious, precious and mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center. And visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.